USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tropical storm Nicholas threatens the Gulf Coast with heavy rain. Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana are in its projected path, with the potential to drop 10 inches of rain in some areas. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center said a hurricane watch was issued for the central portion of the Texas coast, with much of the state's coastline now under a tropical storm warning. Nicholas is expected to approach the middle Texas coast late Monday and could bring heavy rain that could cause flash flooding. The storm is currently over water, gaining strength in the western portion of the Gulf of Mexico. Republican candidate Larry Elder, who could unseat Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom in California's gubernatorial recall election, is already preparing to dispute the results, with an escalating talk over voter fraud in the days leading up to the election. That'll take place on Tuesday. There is no election integrity laws in California, and the entire state is overwhelmingly run by Democrats. USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
After the White House acknowledged vaccine mandates for American citizens and not for illegal immigrants all throughout the United States under Biden's open border policy, the United Nations is the next stop. Jeremy Scott reports.
The Biden administration is set to announce additional COVID-19 measures this week before the UN General Assembly.
This is what we've got to do to get to the next phase of this pandemic response so that we can get through this and get back to normal once and for all.
Surgeon General Vivek Murthy tells CNN the Delta variant has been the game changer.
It has required us to take another set of actions, and that's what you heard the president announce. And there will be more actions that we continue to work on in the days ahead, especially on the global front. Where we'll be taking steps, and the president will be making announcements ahead of the UN General Assembly about additional measures that we're taking to help vaccinate the world.
The additional measures come on top of the executive orders issued last week that will affect an estimated 80 million private sector employees. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
We are USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken will be answering questions on the Afghanistan exit debacle Monday. Questions by the House Foreign Affairs Committee in Washington is scheduled to start about 2 p.m. Eastern. Representative Greg Stube, the Republican from Florida, is part of the questioning body, and he does not believe the truth will be spoken at the hearings.
No, I think we're going to get more lies, more subterfuge. What I'm very curious to see today is, are Democrats who served in Iraq or Afghanistan, who served in the war on terror, going to be willing to stand up against their own party for the American people today and ask tough questions and say tough things about where the American people are right now about the complete debacle that occurred in Afghanistan and that we don't leave Americans behind enemy lines. That's not what we do, and that's absolutely what this administration is doing, and now it's trying to push our government to negotiate with the Taliban.
College football roared over the weekend. Jeremy Scott reports.
Oregon and Iowa cracking the top 5. The Ducks, with their upset of Ohio State, jumped from number 12 to number 4. An impressive defensive performance by Iowa over Iowa State pushed the Hawkeyes to the number 5 position. The top 3 spots remain Alabama, followed by Georgia and Oklahoma. In their defeat, Ohio State dropped to number 9 and Iowa State fell to number 14. Cracking the top 25 this week, Arkansas at number 20, BYU at number 23, and Michigan at number 25. Southern Cal, Texas, and Utah fall out of the top 25.
Thank you, Jeremy. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.